John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins. Soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch your mama in the mouth.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's funny, right?
Yeah, right?
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Come. Flowers, is there a John Luck Pickard here?
That was funny.
Larry liked that.
You're a moron.
Okay.
The second greatest show on earth. The Don and Mike Program.
Right? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Not funny.
That was not funny. Not
don't
funny.
You stop laughing. That I ain't like funny.
Wow.
It looks like baby vomit.
Thank you, Gordon. Stop it, you poop.
I didn't ask you. You poop.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Radio gods.
Hello.
Hey, I'm only about 6% gay, but I figured out that you guys are just making memories with Homovember. What's wrong with those guys upstairs, man?
Everything's cool. You're talking about the executives?
Yeah.
They just had to have a little logic explained to them, and they're cool.
They're fine now, and we're going full speed ahead with it.
All right. Well, okay. Continue making memories.
And continue to build on that 6%.
And there he goes.
Making memories. Wasn't that Garth Brooks?
That was the Elvis impersonator.
Elvis.
We're not here to make fun.
But didn't Garth Brooks at one point say he was making memories or...
Well, he just came... He just came out. He just had a concert, his big comeback concert.
It goes back to a really good spirited argument you had with a caller who would follow Garth Brooks from concert to concert. And you told him he was a moron, which he was. And he said, hey, man, I'm just making memories.
Wow, you got a good
there
memory.
You go.
Good
thank job. You, Rob.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was also the Elvis guy, too.
Yeah, we're not here to make fun. We're here just to make memories.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
I hear breathing.
And you're gone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, just want to let you know, in case you haven't talked about it already, it seems like they've started playing the Christmas music extra early again this year.
There are some radio stations already doing it before Thanksgiving?
There were some, I think. God, Buzz, didn't you have it on the news last week?
Yeah, in fact, they started on Halloween, specifically in Kansas City, one station.
I know there's at least one CBS station in Boston,
right.
The oldie station. They've already turned that to all Christmas.
I might be mocked here, but I have to tell you that I will be doing some decorating this weekend.
I tell you what, Jack.
I will actually be putting some stuff up around the house. Not the tree, though.
Right.
Not the tree. The artificial tree is staying in the attic.
My chiropractor had his Christmas tree up when I got there today.
Really?
I gave him grief for that.
Too early
for the tree. We're talking about maybe getting some stuff down and maybe putting some stuff around the house.
What is acceptable is if it's a mild weekend, put your lights up, but don't turn them on yet.
Right.
Agreed. I'm with you there.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
I'm going to put some stuff up, and I will set up the menorah.
When will you be doing the Living Manger?
I'm going to be doing that after Thanksgiving, the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Who will you play this year?
I'm going to play the traditional role that I enjoy the most, and that, of course, is the baby Jesus.
Did you get the menorah that I wanted, that big, gigantic one at Home Depot?
Yeah.
The 9-foot by 6-foot one?
It's the giant one that
the
I will put out.
The big plug-in one?
Yeah,
the
I'll put it on the front yard. And obviously, I don't light the candles yet. We have to wait for Hanukkah to begin.
Right.
I'm sorry, Hanukkah.
Right.
And the menorah, and then they'll have the living creche that Rob was talking about, and then the Kwanzaa display that I'm looking forward to.
I hope
to.
You all can come out to my house. I've got the 10-foot Yule log I'll be lighting.
Yeah, I've seen your Yule log. I read about that diet yesterday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Too early for decorations.
Little.
Too early.
Mm-hmm. Anything?
Anything. Too early, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thanksgiving decorations.
Hey, hello.
Mike, how y'all doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, just on the moaning thing, I'm not much of that myself, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, I was curious if we'd get a little bit of clarification from Janet. When you had asked her if you were a moaner, she kind of said, yeah, he is.
Right. She doesn't make a lot of noise. What was the problem with that?
Oh, so she doesn't make noise?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He just wondered about the emphasis.
She's quiet.
The ball gag?
Now we know.
Yeah, except it's quite a ball gag.
The ball gag.
Like the gimp.
Yeah. Only you would have the technical name for that thing.
Not only me.
The ball gag.
No, it's what the guy on the phone said. Right, did he say that or did Rob say that?
Rob said ball gag. Said ball Rob was the only one in this entire conversation that said ball gag.
But Buzz knows the word.
I was thinking about it.
A ball gag. So that's the thing when it's the leather strap with the little ball holder and it goes right in the mouth.
Yeah. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Ask for my name at the novelty store.
Rob.
Ball gag.
Ball gag. Hi there.
Hey, I got a challenge for Rob.
What's the challenge, my friend?
Hey, hey, after my boss had a vasectomy, he had marital relations with his wife 18 hours later. After I had mine, I had it 12 hours later. I want to see if Rob can beat that.
You mean as far as after the surgery?
I don't know, Rob. Yeah. Can you beat it?
What, my wife?
No, just can you beat it?
Yeah, you bet. I'll beat it hard. I'll beat the hell out of it.
Can you beat it a lot?
Twice a day.
Can't wait till you come back with a higher voice.
Can you beat it on a toilet seat?
I can.
Yeah, get him a ball gag.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, hi guys.
Hi there.
Can I make an observation about gay guys? They don't get vasectomies.
Of course they don't. They don't need to.
Every single one's going to be more masculine than Rob A.
Wow.
Ouch.
Ooh. That's cold.
Ouch.
I guess right.
That's cold.
You're a beaten man today for some reason. You're not fighting back at all.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, that's our names. Hi there. How are you?
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Real quick, you know, I've seen Christmas decorations and all and the bows. So what knot is that bow tied in?
He did say what knot.
Yeah, but he was doing it in that tricky way.
I know he did, but still, you know, a what knot is a what knot is a what knot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Which
knot?
Hi.
Hi. Parts is parts. Rules is rules.
That's right.
Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to tell Rob, get that Yule log up while he can.
What do you mean by, is that a heavy lifting reference?
No, that's a vasectomy reference.
Hey, you know what would be good? You know those Yule log cakes you can get? Have you ever seen those at a bakery?
Sure.
Is she still on the phone? I'm talking to this.
Yeah, she's there.
Talking to this pump. Hey, pump, you ever see a Yule log cake?
Lady.
Did I ever see a Yule log what?
Cake.
Cake.
Cake. Oh, no.
Do you have frosting in your ears from a particularly...
Hey,
listen.
My husband...
Wow, you're losing it, Robbie.
...is frosting much longer than you will, dude.
You call me dude.
Yes.
What's your favorite dessert?
Frosting.
Yeah, I bet you eat a lot of it, don't you?
Well, no, not much. But,
do you have any kids?
I let them, you know.
Do you have any kids?
I've got to jump in here. I feel like the ref. I've got to jump in right now and say, in a stunning upset.
Yeah, stunning upset.
This woman has shut you down.
It's not fair, though, because she couldn't hear.
Your microphone is off. I will tell you, the vasectomy might already as well have been done. You are a neutered boy.
Rob, it was starting to get to you yesterday, and they're getting to you, I think.
I don't know why you did such a good job running interference for me.
Winner. Can I hear the winner? I love that sound.
Winner. I don't know where that sound is.
You're the winner,
winner,
lady.
You're a winner.
Yes, she is.
Thank you, baby.
You kicked him right in his nuts before you had him taken away.
Great.
They don't take them away.
I heard that actually the swelling might cause you to grow another one.
That'll be good. I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she could choke on it.
Do you know that very seriously I was discussing with somebody while I was away? Mm-hmm. Your condition?
Of course.
It's not
because
a condition.
Because
not
it got
yet.
To that point in the conversation.
It's not a condition.
Again, without... I'm sorry, your microphone... We gave your microphone a vasectomy. You're going to have the operation to reverse it to get it turned back on.
How do you do that?
I like it when he's just over there bellowing. He's bellowing. Rob, I told you yesterday, I mean, it's just difficult to keep this subject off the air. People are clamoring to talk about it.
There was a guy yesterday.
Excuse me. Don't lose your balls. They just snip the vas deferens.
A guy in the airport. Okay.
A perfect stranger.
Correct. Spots me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Comes over. Hi. How are you?
Yeah.
I tell him my circumstance.
Right.
He's a commuter. He's like, I'm sorry to hear about your loss. Mm-hmm. Says, maybe this is not the right time. I know you hate it when guys bring this up on the air, but is Rob really getting a vasectomy?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I say to the guy, yes, he is. And he said, don't have him do it. And I said, why is that? And he said, his brother was thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
And are you aware what they do?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I must tell you, I did not know exactly what it is and how they do it.
Uh-huh. You should go to YouTube.
They actually have a very intricate procedure where they do two cuts, right? Uh-huh. Two incisions? Isn't that what they do?
Yeah.
That's how they do it, yeah.
The guy was describing it to me, and I said, I thought it was like just down by the beanbag, that it was a simple,
right?
Like you find a chicken bone, uh-huh, and you snap it off and then you're okay. But
no,
my God, you're going to be ripped apart.
Yeah. Well, not per se.
That's not to mention what I mentioned yesterday, the rupturing sperm.
Well, that's one in three.
Well, that was the rupturing sperm that causes Don a myriad of diseases.
Hey, I bet you can't say that.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're using it as a form of action.
Oh, really?
His sperm.
Yeah, but it's not the deed.
I would bet you anything
that
they deleted that out.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I think we're okay.
Yeah, because we were reading about a procedure that had gone horribly wrong.
Epididymitis
was what the guy had.
But that only happens at best to one.
And it involves the swimmers getting into the bloodstream and causing a serious injury, and it's, I believe the term was chronic scrotal pain, was what was referred to. And I mean, there were two pages of this thing. Buzz says this one guy has written many, many stories about his experience with a vasectomy on the internet.
It's Kevin guy.
The guy Kevin who was talking about how he is in pain to this day. And it is the kind of pain that is the equivalent to getting kicked down there. And we all know how that feels.
I swear to you, sitting in Reagan National Airport yesterday, the guy sitting next to me said his brother, whoever it was, felt like one of his balls went inside and he cannot get it to feel like it's out.
See, that's the exception.
He said when he goes to the doctor says,
right,
they look fine.
Yeah.
And he says, it feels like one of them was pushed up in.
Pulled up in, yeah.
Should have gone to a better doctor.
A doctor. My doctor.
That is the exception.
You know, we've been having fun with this, but have you taken any pause at all, or are you still full speed ahead?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. He's getting cut.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Rob's getting cut. There's no turning back. He's going to go for it.
Bring it.
Rob Spiewak getting cut.
When are you going for your first thing, if they get to know you?
Wednesday.
It's funny with your microphone being off, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a riot.
Day before Thanksgiving.
You know, it's kind of life.
What?
Having a vasectomy.
Not at all like that.
Sure it is.
Yeah, he's cut your microphone off.
But there's no way this will kill me.
Hey, Don, give me a vasectomy.
See? Hi, everybody.
See, now, your voices still can be heard.
Hello, Don.
But you know what?
Right.
No power.
Hey, Don, reverse my vasectomy.
There we go.
He's back.
Rob's hasn't been reversed yet.
If you bring up the whole notion of reversing the vasectomy,
I'm curious whether anybody can even hear you.
Yeah, they can.
You're so off mic.
Mike,
right,
trust
now.
Me. Yes,
they can hear him.
They can hear him in the building next door.
People without radios can hear him.
If you ask about reversing the vasectomy at the Get to Know You meeting,
and you say vasectomy, you don't say vasectomy.
Vasectomy,
or the vas, as they like to call it. I can't believe, you know, thank God. This is what, 4 days now we've been talking about this? I can't get enough of it.
No one can. Everybody wants to talk about
Everybody it. Everybody wants to. You know, this has gone so far beyond the guys that call in that have had the procedure.
True.
This has got strong opinions everywhere. Men, women.
I never bring it up.
I know you don't.
Never.
You shouldn't have told me. You should not have mentioned it to the group. I mean, you mention it in a way because I know you can't hide it.
You could have quietly gone on vacation, gone to that Mexican hospital where you're going to have the procedure
it's
done,
and then
come back with Dr. Snip Chavez, who is going to be doing the procedure. And this story yesterday, I should have saved it because I really should have just given it to you to read in your at your leisure, uh-huh. because it was details of what this guy had gone through. And, you know, it involved the bloodstream, and then it moved into his abdomen, where he had the abdominal pain.
Antibodies.
And, I mean, I didn't get through one-third of this thing. I mean, it was amazing.
Then his brain exploded.
All right, Rob. Well,
it's going to be fine.
It's Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, the same day as Homovember.
Yes. What is that,
16th? Gotcha.
14th?
19th? You're going to be fine. I think you're going to be fine.
Oh, quiet.
I'm trying to be your friend.
Yeah. What? Maybe while I'm there, I'll see if your doctor's in the same building, and I'll check in for you.
To see if I'm dying.
Diabetes?
This is the way that your penis and your balls are going to feel.
They're still going to be right there. Now, they're just going to be muted a little bit.
It's like that microphone. You're doing your goddamnedest to talk into it,
right?
But nothing's happening.
Something
I mean, you can still kind of be heard.
Trust me.
He is shaking. He is rattled by this. He is rattled like he's never been rattled before.
After the procedure,
yes,
things will happen.
Like what?
What do you mean? Like what's going to happen? What?
I won't be muted.
Oh, really?
No.
You mean you're going to come back stronger and bigger and badder than ever?
Much more powerful. Like a $6 million man. I'll be like Steve Austin.
Oh, God.
Stone Cold?
No, not that one.
No.
He's a pussy. I'm talking about Lee Majors.
You're going to come back like a G.I. Joe doll.
No, they don't remove anything.
They might as well.
No, you see, no.
Yes,
no.
yes.
Did you ever have your teeth cleaned?
Hey, Rob.
Don.
Again.
Did you ever have your teeth cleaned?
Again.
Don.
I'm having a hard time hearing you because you had a vasectomy on your microphone.
Don!
There you go. Your sperms are getting through. What?
Have you ever had your teeth cleaned?
Yes.
Well, then go to the dentist and say, then go ahead and just pull them out.
But I never go get my teeth cleaned and then walk out of the office and go, I feel like I just got kicked in the nads.
And I don't leave the dentist.
Yes, you do.
And
yeah, that's right.
I can't impregnate women with just my teeth. I mean, I wish I could. I wish I could, Robbie.
No, that's an old wives' tale. That's a Don Geronimo urban legend.
It's fake.
I have no desire to impregnate a woman.
Obviously.
Exactly.
It's been taken, the right's been taken away from you.
I have it right now.
Great, 6 more days. Go out there and be Johnny Appleseed.
I will. How about that? Six. No, I won't, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I have no desire to.
How about the Catholic method?
How about it?
You have no desire to have sex?
No, I never said that.
To have sex with strangers?
I have no desire to impregnate a woman. A woman.
A woman.
A woman.
Are you straining at stool?
That has nothing to do with
it. Hey, wait a minute. What about that back? I mean,
I'm asking,
could that, I mean, is
no,
that, does that play into it?
No.
Have you had to, you haven't even had your first consult, have you?
Right.
So you're going to.
Well,
because it's down there. There's plumbing. There's plumbing.
You have ulcerative colitis.
This whole procedure takes place outside of my body.
Sure it does, Rob. That's how they give you a vasectomy. They don't have to touch your body.
No. It's all in the bag, baby.
He means outside,
that's
like,
right. I know
in a hanging
outside
way.
Outside the trunk.
I know what
As
he means.
Mr. Liddy used to say,
I know.
The primary male sexual characteristic is external. Whereas the woman's is internal.
I know that. I went to school.
Of course.
I've seen girls' parts.
We read books.
Sure.
Right.
And if perhaps the colitis will prevent it, we'll explore other methods.
Will they all be involving
you? Have you thought about using that? Have you thought about maybe going to your wife who's ordering you to get this vasectomy to say, listen, the problem with my anus is multifold. And it's like having a work, you're working on two different areas, and there are cones, and there are flags, and there are work guys there. I mean, so dangerous, these two areas, so close.
I will have to tell Dr. Pretorius about the ulcerative colitis, but I don't think it will be
What is his name?
I just made it up.
Dr. Pretorius.
That's a guy from the Bride of Frankenstein. Now, Buzz, you've had ass trouble.
Yeah, well, sort of, yes.
Dr. Mangorian and his Wonder Emporium.
Now, do you think, Charlie, are you excited?
Oh, yeah, Rob.
You see the ad?
Real excited.
Hey, Charlie.
Dustin Hoffman. It's his Wonder Emporium.
Charlie.
Yes, Don?
What's Robbie going to have done?
Oh, they're going to cut him off.
No.
They're
yes,
going to
they
chop him.
That's right, Charlie.
They're going to chop you, Rob.
But.
Yes.
You are a noted medical scholar. Do you think there is any way my colitis will be any sort of stumbling block for the vasectomy?
I didn't think so until Mike read that story yesterday.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you. Rob, here's my point. This is just my point. You've had issues down there, back there.
Right.
And you're talking about a totally different side of your body. It would just seem to me that, you know, with the all you've gone through, you know, down there, you wouldn't want anybody messing around with anything down there.
The only safe area right now down there is your taint. your taint is like the DMZ right now.
Yeah.
But because there's no doubt that your butt is at war. Your body's at butt with your war.
And you know what that will become? That will become the bridge between two angry sets of tissue.
That's right. It's like Checkpoint Charlie.
Yeah, no,
the DMZ.
Your taint is going to be like between North Korea and South Korea.
What about this? How about this? Let me offer this. What if the vasectomy cures the colitis?
How could that possibly be?
How could it possibly affect my colitis?
But I think now you're just pulling things out of thin air, and then
because
I read a very detailed account of a guy that had a vasectomy
I'm
go bad.
I didn't even hear the story that you're talking
I'm
about, but I believe Mike.
Of course you do.
Buzz, you know, paid attention to it. Rob was kind of in denial, but Buzz listened to it. It was all sorts of things happened,
this
right?
This guy's colon got infected in the course of, you know, in the aftermath.
That's right. It was his colon.
You know, and I wouldn't think there'd be any connection, but look what happened to this guy.
It had nothing to do with his colon.
It did. It got into his bloodstream.
His colon got infected.
No, it got into his bloodstream.
Well, if it gets into your bloodstream, your brain will get infected.
Well, they mentioned that, too.
My brain is fine.
Why don't you just pull out?
Thank you. I agree.
You know, a lot of times that's fun.
It is.
To pull out.
I've been doing that most of my life.
It boils down to this. My wife asked me to do it.
She told you to do it.
She asked me.
That's all right. You're a loving husband. That's nice.
You are a loving husband. Nobody has disputed that, Rob. Right. Nobody has disputed that on this show.
Not yet.
Everybody is behind you. Everybody's 100% behind
you. Not a safe place.
We'd be a little more behind you if you chose to get the procedure done. And I wasn't even supposed to say the V word after yesterday.
But I knew you were lying.
The procedure. I was not lying. I really wasn't lying. I was trying.
You meant well.
I'm sorry. I'll say procedure.
You say what you want.
I'd love to have you do your procedure on the radio.
Vasectomy.
Vasectomy, that's fine.
Why not? Why don't you have your procedure done on there?
Because that I don't want to do.
Why?
If God forbid something goes wrong.
Aha!
Now, see, now that, and there's the reason.
There's the rub.
Yeah, but I hope there's some of that.
Boy, do you know really what kind of bonanza that would be?
How great would that be?
Do you know how, it would be the gift.
I'm now making a small incision right here. You'll notice.
We got a bleeder.
Oh, that was the other thing. The guys that called in that had not gotten properly anesthetized.
Yeah, but I think if you're with it, you'd be able to warn the doctor.
Oh, you're with it. That's what you want to do. You want to be a step ahead of the doctor.
Well, sure.
In all medical procedures, you want to be the one that knows more than your doctor does.
Well, you would have to be the one who knows more whether or not you could feel down there.
You want to sing the lyrics to that famous rock and roll song.
Which one is
I want to be sedated.
Yes,
the fabulous Ramones. The Ramones, Rob.
Have you had a dental procedure lately? I hate to bring the dentist back in, but the dentist asks you, can you feel that?
Hey, you know, I'm thinking about him doing it on the air, especially if we were in the operating room. You know what I think back to?
What's that?
I think back to that dog that was it your dog that came in?
Yeah, my dog, Max.
And Max had the procedure done.
Neutered on the air, right.
See,
same thing.
Picture Rob in that position.
That's exactly what it is.
It's not the same.
And here's the thing. A dentist
don't take anything away.
A dentist could say to me, we're going to rip out your teeth and give you fake teeth. And I'd go, big deal. What's this guy going to say to you? Hey, Rob, here's a fake set of balls.
No, I don't need a fake set of balls.
Well, then don't bring a dentist into it.
No. I was talking about the Novocaine.
Right.
Because that's what they use.
Well, they ought to put you to sleep. They can put you to sleep.
They can.
Wouldn't you want to be put to sleep?
Twilight is what I want.
Twilight. It's twilight time.
Why do you want twilight?
Because then you don't have to go to the hospital.
And I was telling Rob that I think he probably should go to a hospital in case there are any
complications.
I think
a low emergency.
Complications really only happen to the morbidly obese.
Well, then we're going to be fine.
Hey, what if it's that, like that line out of Something About Mary? We got a bleeder.
I think it's
going
to be fine.
So do I.
Lots of Novocaine, and then get home and lots of beer. And
you know, what if you're a mellow guy anyway, but you're a very jester-like, jolly guy who bounces right. around. What if he comes back after procedure? He walks into the studio, and he's just staring at us with a glossy stare, like he's afraid and he doesn't know who
almost
we
like,
are.
Almost like he's been lobotomized.
Yes.
Well, in that case, I'll screen calls.
Hey, say what you want. Mm-hmm. Let me just ask Joe.
Let's see if he'd get that procedure done.
Joe?
Hey, Minty Fresh.
Hey, Joe.
Is Joe at his station?
Joe!
Yes, Don.
You ever get a vasectomy?
What?
Would you ever get a vasectomy?
Not a chance.
How do you feel about Rob getting the procedure? What are your thoughts, Joe?
Better him than me.
And his teeth have never been whiter.
It's okay, though, because he'll have a Big Bite cheese dog and a grape soda afterwards.
And what do you think of that diet, Joe?
Sounds like a kid who just got out of the hospital.
Is that the food you ate yesterday?
It is. I eat it most every day. You expect me to wait for Carrie to cook for me? I'd starve to death.
My God, I've never met a guy who needs his balls as bad as you do.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't let them take your balls away.
You don't understand that they don't take them away.
I believe Mr. Geronimo was speaking figuratively.
I understand they don't actually chop them off.
Uh-huh. Right.
They're still there. They just don't do nothing.
Unplugged. You know what they're doing in a figurative way? Uh-huh. Cutting out your manliness.
No, they're not.
In a manner of speaking, they are.
Well, in a manner of speaking, you can say anything.
Mm-hmm. You know what they're doing? They're turning the faucet. They're closing down the faucet on your manliness.
That was very clever, boys.
What they're doing is they're taking the manhole cover, and they're getting one of those torches, and they're actually...
cauterizing it.
There's the word. There it and use it now,
and now it's not bothering
and
you.
And now it doesn't bother me at all.
Very good.
They're going to cauterize... your taint. They're going to cauterize.
No, they're not. If they do, they're going to get one honey of a lawsuit.
They've missed if that happens.
What if you come in? If you come in after the procedure, we come back from vacation, and you've got those special crutches, the kind that go up to your forearm.
Boy, would we feel bad.
We'd feel money for
it
a while.
Would feel so bad, wouldn't we?
For a little while.
No, we wouldn't.
My feet would face inward.
Yes.
My arms would not bend.
No, you'd have to have what those, happened? Like, run, Forrest, run. You know those things?
Braces.
Yeah.
And he's also got around his neck one of those little chains with a bib. A little brown stain on.
And you know what else you'd have to have? The Christopher Reeve thing for his head.
He's got the screws in his skull.
A head brace.
That's how the procedure goes. Oh, dear friend. And his head's completely shaved.
He looks like Larry David's manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff Garland.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there would have to be four or five. Bad mistakes before we got to that level.
Well, don't they normally multiply? Isn't it like a snowball effect?
All I know is if they're putting my head in a brace, I'm calling it off.
They just roll him in on a hand truck. He's just standing. He can't move.
We sit there. We get to the station, and Rob's late, and we look out the window, and it's Carrie lowering you down from the specialty van. Rob, you've had a bit of a time. Yes, sir.
The fun we'd have, you'll be standing in the corner, and I'll just walk right up to your nose and go, hey, like that. And you won't be able to move or do anything.
Won't be able to do a damn thing.
We'll fart right in your face.
Rob, I never heard of anybody getting a vasectomy and then being in a full body cast.
Well, what must that be like to get farted in your face?
I don't know. You'll find out when you get that total body paralyzation happening,
after
though.
10 years of sitting behind you, it's nothing I haven't.
Well, do you think all this talk is going to weigh on you when you're actually being wheeled in? Well, you're not going to a hospital, so what? You're going to be in a regular doctor's office and just sit on a table?
Free clinic?
A little grass shack.
It's a wooden table. It's butcher block.
Aren't you having it? Haven't they done a good guys?
I haven't done a good guys.
Benihana.
They'll do that, and then they'll set me on fire. Gasoline.
All right, Robbie. Well,
it's
we...
an outpatient procedure at a doctor's office.
Outpatient.
Outpatient. Well, that's the one, yeah. That's Rob all the way, though.
The budget.
Seriously.
Is it in the mall?
I think of all the people here, you're the only one that's ever had these procedures done.
I had a root canal done in the mall. Don't go to a mall. Don't go to a mall urologist.
There it is again with a dentist, though.
Yes, I know. You know. The dentist keeps coming up, doesn't it?
Because that's his only recourse to fight this battle.
Right.
What?
You're going to have to spend the rest of your life like with a cup.
Mike is the one who went to the dentist.
I went to the dentist in the mall, but it was a long time ago.
But you threw up the dentist thing as a way of fighting back.
Well, that's the only thing I have with Novocaine.
Could you say to your doctor, conceivably, I would feel more comfortable having this procedure done in the hospital?
I could say anything I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Why? Okay. Why don't you just L-I-E to your W-I-F-E?
Oh, yeah.
And then you come home.
That's the plan.
You say, God, my balls hurt. And she treats you real nice, and she ices down your balls. And then you're just very careful.
You just go, you say, hey, all right, I'll be back, and I'd really be more comfortable going by myself. And then you just go to, like, see Spider-Man or something.
God forbid something happens, though, when she's pregnant again. I'd never hear the end of it.
Well,
sometimes they don't work, though. That's another thing that we've downloaded all that information.
It's not 100%.
It's not 100%. Why are you looking at me?
Our next contestant on What My Wife Doesn't Know, Bob Spiewak.
I'm sorry.
That'd be so great.
And you know what would be great about that?
What?
I would get to keep the copay.
Oh, that's right.
$20.
It's $15 in your pocket.
$20 that 20. Now he's getting motivated.
Think about it.
Probably going to do that now.
And I'm sorry, I'm understanding everybody gave you a very hard time about this yesterday.
And the day before.
All they did was they tried to make sure I knew what was ahead of me.
It was a research paper. It was a great deal of research looking out for his best interests.
Science.
That's the way I like to put it.
Okay. Well, so is this guy at the airport that I met yesterday. Swear to Christ, out of the blue. Is Rob really getting a vasectomy? Tell him to think twice because my brother had some problem.
Mm-hmm. I thought twice. Maybe even more.
Okay.
Thought twice in the last 10 minutes.
Well, good luck to you.
And good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
It's fun talking to you like this, though.
I truly enjoy it. I really do.
It really has been good.
You just got a totally different presence when he doesn't have your microphone turned on.
Everybody has a good time, and we all talk, and it's nice. Uh-huh. Isn't it nice?
It's very nice.
It's a good time.
This is a good time. Are you having a good time?
Are you having a good time?
I'm having a wonderful time.
What's your dad think about this?
Oh, are you ready? Are you ready for the biggest news of all? Tell Mr. Geronimo what your dad thinks.
Don't tell me you and your dad are doing this together.
He's already had one.
Well, you know why? Your dad's a cool guy. Good for you, Bob Spiewak.
Yeah, Bob's gotten it done.
Bob's a happening guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, your dad's out there. Your dad's a player. Your dad's nothing like you. Your dad's out there getting it done. Your dad really... obviously should have that done. Look at him.
I agree. You remember he got married, right?
I remember, and I'm saying correct.
Back in the day.
No, he just recently got married.
Just recently, but back in the day. You know, he was a player.
Right. He was married when he got the vasectomy.
Oh, he was married?
There was a time when my parents were together, you know.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Okay.
Your dad got a vasectomy when he was with your mom?
It was right after, Rob was born.
I'll send you a bill for the setup.
Once he saw the head, I cannot possibly have this happen again.
That's all right, Sharon, do it. I can never imagine your dad speaking with your voice because your dad has...
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, Rob's dad has a real dad voice.
Well, everything that's screwed up about me is perfect in him.
You know, the first time we met Rob's father, we both looked at him and we went... No.
I mean, really, you want to talk about, I mean, I was talking about being adopted. Really, the first time we were at a nightclub and Rob said, I'll give you $100 if you can pick my dad out of the crowd.
It was amazing.
To me and Mike. And we must have gone up to 50 men that night.
Absolutely amazing.
And then we still thought it was a goof when we finally did meet his dad.
Right.
Because unlike Rob's odd head face, I mean, oh, there. Your dad is like strikingly handsome.
Yes, he is.
He's a lovely man.
Really, he is.
Yeah, he is.
And now you'll have this to commiserate with. Now, how much of this? I know you love your dad, and you talk to your dad all the time. Is this kind of like, you know, my dad did it, so I'll do it too?
Had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it.
He's just kind of talking you through it, working you through
it,
right?
Well, I asked him how it went with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, it was all right.
Right.
It wasn't a fun procedure, but it's fine.
You know, I'm sad I'll never be able to share that with my dad.
You got me on that one.
I know.
You just stopped the room.
Hey, hi there. We'll be right back.
You're here all week.
We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.